you'll see people have basically tracked this to Peter Thiel, Elon Musk, like the things that venture capital goons, Horowitz, Andreessen, all the shit that they're funding is really prioritizing. You're not getting so much of this from Fox News unless it's downstream from the Thiel. It could very well be, though.
I'm not going to play that one. That one's just funny.
Okay, yeah.
No need to
piss gasoline on
yeah.
fire.
Yeah, right, exactly.
There we go.
I just thought you were, I thought you personally were
it's
that
vaguely
funny.
Amusing, yeah.
But oh, man, this guy's got a whole bunch of shit with Giorgiani, man. Wow. Oh, is Elon Musk a Satanist? Oh, the pertinent question.
Uh-oh.
He's got Curtis Yarvin on here. He's hitting all.
Actually, so I think someone was telling me that Curtis Yarvin promotes psychedelic drug use.
Probably does.
You know,
there
could be an innocent explanation. Is that this is just like the Silicon Valley?
Yeah, this is just lifestyle. Like these like rich like tech bros are doing.
Yeah,
this shit.
But, California. Yeah. It's just the lifestyle there, which is all right, whatever. But still, like, you know. Yeah, I have noticed anecdotally an effect on certain people that are in these radical politics. Yes. Like I've noticed that as soon as people start getting into this shit, they drop out of radical politics.
Right.
And that's not a good thing. Like, I don't care about anything else. Like, I'm not going to give you a fucking health lecture or tell you what's good or bad or what's naughty or whatever. You do whatever you want. Just know that if you take too much of this shit, you're going to become a nut job and you're going to fucking become flat earther.
I mean, looking at these guys' videos are already making me feel slightly detached from reality. Break the rules with this Jew.
Yes, guy. That guy again comes out of nowhere.
Yep. He's not very big. I mean, his view counts are not impressive.
Sure.
So,
but this is what he does 24/7.
But here's what's funny. You know, he's a Jew. I mean, this is just more of the same thing. He gets probably, based on his view counts on YouTube, he has...
Oh, he hates tobacco, apparently.
Okay, I mean, that's strange.
Is there something in tobacco that, like, blocks the Jewish mind control rays? Because they really, like, the more... I mean, this is crazy. Like, what's this about? Like, who cares if people smoke?
Yeah, maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe because smoking is, like...
If you support all other drugs, why are you against smoking? Like,
right.
I hate to be a Lulbert contrarian on that, but, you know...
Well, Ayn Rand loves smoking.
I mean, I think smoking, of course, is bad for you, but it's not, like, literally the worst
thing. Well, Ayn Rand tried to make smoking into some gay transcendental thing, too. It was fucking really cringy and dumb. But, you know, based on these view counts, this guy has maybe one-tenth of the audience that we have, if not less. And
yeah.
Yet he's getting every heavy hitter of, like, the so-called dissident right outside of our spheres on his thing. How is that happening? He's getting, like... 3,000-4,000 views per video.
Right.
If that, on a good one. Most of them he's getting like 1.2 to 1.5,000. Yeah, he's got Curtis Yarvin, he's got all these people on, right?
Yeah.
He's got Alex Kashuta, that broad that was interviewing Nathan Koffness is here. He's got just a ton of these people that are known, these like sort of micro celebs, like these micro celebrities, and who actually, what's funny is we are actually bigger than these people.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been around for a long time, but if you actually look at these people that get this broad, Alex Kashuta, the one that's interviewing Nathan Koffness in that video we watched a few months ago, she's everywhere in this space. Her own videos don't get much views. She speaks at the National Conservatism Conference. She's talking to this kike promoting drug use, but like nobody really knows who the fuck she is. She's not like... So she's only in this little space. She's not Jewish. I looked into it. I thought she might be, but she's not. I don't know. It's just that whole scene is just...
It feels astroturfed.
It's tiny. It's astroturfed and it's small. This is kind of the same scene that like Cockrell's trying to overlap with somewhat. It seems
yeah.
Like, you know?
Well,
seems like he's trying to have some...
There's a very interesting
There's different
article.
Like nodes of connection, and Koffness is one of them.